The collection of the new TV license fee will begin next month. The revised license fee will see domestic TV users of one TV set pay 36 Ghana cedis annually and two TV sets or more pay 60 Ghana cedis. Commercial license users will pay 3 Ghana cedis per TV set, which is 36 Ghana cedis a year. Repairers will pay 20 Ghana cedis, while retailers pay 60 Ghana cedis monthly. All sales outlets will pay 5 cedis and 20 cedis monthly. The chairman of the National Media Commission, Gabriel Blair Amihia, who announced this at a news conference in Accra, said the collection is expected to transform the media landscape. The NMC has devised a sharing formula which has been agreed by stakeholders, including the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association. GBC will take 72%, GIBA 15%, NMC 4%, Media Development Fund 4%, the Film Fund 2%, and Management of the TV License Fee 3%. Brighton Trauma has more.
The TV license law was passed to regulate the installation and the use of TV receiving sets in order to generate revenue to support public service broadcasting in Ghana. In 1991, the TV licensing regulation was issued, setting fees to be charged for domestic users at 30 pesos for a month and 2 cedis per annum for dealers in TV sets. Over the years, inflation and constant depreciation of the national currency rendered the collection of the fees uneconomic and irrelevant. This led to its suspension in 2010. In December last year, Parliament reviewed upwards the fees for the TV license, and it was made public in March this year. The chairman of the National Media Commission, Gabriel Blair Amihia, who announced the resumption of the collection of the new fees, said the delay is to make ample time for the public to understand the rationale for the collection. He said even though the fees has been revised, it is still low as compared to other African countries. Mr. Blair Amihia speaks on the new fees.
Following the submission of a proposed fee for a review of the fees to Parliament, the fees have been reviewed upwards as follows. A. Domestic users annual, one TV set, 36 cedis, Ghana cedis. Two TV sets or more, 60 Ghana cedis. B. Commercial license users, one TV set per month, 3 cedis. One TV set annual, 36 cedis. C. Dealers license users per month, repairers, 5 cedis. Retailers sales outlets, 20 cedis. D. Dealers license users annual, repairers, 60 Ghana cedis, and retailers or sales outlets, 240 Ghana cedis a year. Even as we prepare to resume collection of TV license fees, it is important to put the revised rate in the context of TV license fees in Africa and the world. In Africa, our 36 Ghana cedis, which is equivalent to 6 euros, is on the low side if compared to 31 euros in South Africa, 23 euros in Namibia, and 39 euros in Mauritius. For the rest of the world, our 6 euros is still very low if compared to 119 euros in France, 194 euros in the UK, and 24 euros in Germany, and 292 euros in Switzerland.
The NMC chairman said a comprehensive sensitization and publicity campaign has been drawn up and will begin today. He said with the resumption of the collection of the TV license, it is hoped that GBC will be better placed financially to fulfill its public service broadcasting mandate and obligations under the 1992 Constitution to offer its viewers and listeners programs that are educative, informative, and entertaining. He said the collection of a realistic TV license will in time win GBC off government subvention. He announced the sharing formula.
The key stakeholders comprising of the Ministry of Communications, National Media Commission, Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, the Ghana Independent Broadcasting Association, GIBA, and the National Communication Authority, NCA, have agreed on a sharing formula to ensure that all stakeholders in the industry benefit from the funds generated. The formula as agreed are as follows. A. Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, 72% of the funds generated. The Ghana Independent Broadcaster Association, GIBA, 15%. The National Media Commission, 4%. The Media Development Fund, 4%. Film Fund, 2%. Management of TV License Fee, GBC, 3%. Making a total of 100 percent. A comprehensive sensitization and policy campaign has been drawn up and is being rolled out, beginning with this press conference. GBC and GIBA are committed to the program.
The chairman of the GBC governing board, Kwame Asante, was singled out for commendation for its successful negotiation with Parliament and the Ministry of Education for the appropriate legislative instrument for the upward adjustment of the rate.
Brighton Trauma reporting.
The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, addressing some concerns of the public on the TV license fee, reiterated that the fee does not cover content or programming, but it is a license for the television.
The TV license fee, as stated by law, has nothing to do with content. I'd like to go back to the law, which was ably stated by the chairman, and I'll quote from section 1-1 of the law. And it says, except as otherwise prescribed, a person shall not install, and I repeat, emphasis mine, install or use, I repeat, emphasis, use a television receiving set unless there is in existence in relation to that set a valid television receiving set license granted by the licensing authority under this act, unquote. So it has nothing to do with content or programming. It has all to do with what the box, the moment you take it out of a container, put it on a table or fix it against a wall, it needs to have a license, otherwise you are undertaking an illegality. So whether 100 people watch that one TV set or one person watches that one TV set, it's a license for the TV, not the programming or the content. And then the second one is the issue of one TV set, two TV sets, three TV sets, and how many eyeballs are watching them. I think, in all fairness, if you look at the law, there is some discrimination already. One TV set, you have a flat rate. Two or more, you have a slightly higher rate. And so I think the law, in its wisdom, has taken care of the various segments of society, those where the single person with a single TV and the family with more than one TV. And if we want to split hairs, we'll split to the point where I can tell you society will not make any progress. And you and I know many of us benefit from high-class programming from other countries that we are very satisfied with. The chairman gave you an indication of what the citizens are contributing to ensure that we can see those high-class programs. I wish that would also make a slight contribution to ensure that we can also project issues from our own context. And we can only do that if we have vibrant, robust broadcasting organizations which can make sure that our viewpoint is placed out there in the world. Nobody will do it for us but ourselves.
Major Donchebe described the relaunch or the collection of TV license fee as a landmark in broadcasting.
This, for me, is a landmark day. It's a day that God made for the Ghanaian broadcasting industry to take a turn. When you turn right, you turn towards heaven. When you turn left, you turn towards... So we're turning right on our way to heaven. And it is a rare occasion where you see the NMC sitting between Ghana Broadcasting Corporation and the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association in the studio of Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. This is just a symptom of the kind of collaboration and cooperation that is taking place. And we know that together we can map a path for Ghana to achieve greatness in respect of broadcasting. I'd like to thank the chairman of the National Media Commission, the executive secretary, the president of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, media managers, owners, and leaders here, other members of the commission, past and present, and all of you very, very important stakeholders in the media environment of Ghana for taking time off to join us here to declare a new page in media business in Ghana.